My name is Carolina Teresa.
And I'm Melissa Rich.
And this is Hoes with Feelings.
How are you doing?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. I was thinking on the train to myself, I was like, you know, with the way that the world is right now, like, how are people raw dogging life? Like, my doctor upped my Prozac from a 20 to a 30, and I really feel like we're in a sweet spot right now.
I love that.
You know what I mean? It's really helping me. And I feel like before, I mean, I feel like I've always been kind of anxious, but I had the miscarriage. And I think after I had the miscarriage, my anxiety went crazy on me. And I like couldn't just handle it on my own. Yeah. And I couldn't handle my emotions on my own. And it was so hard for me to make the decision to go onto medication. But now that I'm on it, I'm like, oh,
it's a cheat code.
I needed this.
And I'm very glad that you found that and that you had the resources to do it and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's some people that I've been talking to lately. Other freelancers, other, you know, however employed people, which it seems like everyone is kind of, anyone who's not like full employed is, I think, kind of struggling right now, it seems, from what I'm hearing.
Are you kidding
me?
It's
fucking crazy.
Bitch, we are in a recession.
Recession.
And that's another thing my therapist said. She was like, we're in a recession and everyone is pretending that we're not. It's like, no, it's hard to pay bills right now.
Yeah, I'm definitely pretending, but it's also hard when you don't have the insurance to do that, which I'm always confused about what I have insurance for and what I don't. It's very confusing. Like if I was like, I need to go to a psychiatrist right now, I don't know that mine would cover that.
You should check.
Which is kind of scary. Yeah,
you should check. I have to. Well, I went to my regular doctor.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, you can go to your what's it called?
Oh,
primary care physician and get... he gave me the Prozac because I was trying to get an appointment with a psychiatrist.
Like, what do they do? What do general, like everyone's always like, who's your primary care? And I'm like, I don't know, CityMD. Like, I don't have like a, this is my doctor.
Well, you know, you can always go to mine. He's just tough to get an appointment with.
I would love
that. But he is the best doctor in the world, Dr. Herman Escobar. Okay. He's in Astoria. He's from Colombia. And I love him so much.
I trust him.
I've literally known him since I was 13 years old. That's my guy.
Well, you know, I love Astoria. I trust everyone in Astoria.
And you know, both my parents go to him.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'll go to him.
You can go to him. And like,
great.
You can also do like, I literally like did like a telehealth call for the first time and was like, listen.
I really need someone who does telehealth because getting me into a doctor's office is not easy.
It's the worst. But sometimes you have to go there for like blood work and stuff.
Hate it. I hate doctors.
I hate doctors too, but I love Dr. Escobar.
Yeah, we love Dr. Escobar. I'm glad that you are in a good level.
I mean, it's not like I'm like fucking amazing. It's just that I'm like, I just was thinking today, like if I wasn't on it, I don't know what. It's just a lot going on in the world, in my life, with all of my relationships, my family, my fucking niece, my husband, my friends, like... Ugh.
I know. It seems like things are moving fast at this moment, at least to me.
Like,
very fast.
World politics, bitch.
I know. It's so dark.
I was talking to Hamide and he was telling me about how like the United States has invaded Niger because they have uranium. And I'm like, we're so focused on, you know, Israel and Palestine and Gaza and everything like that. That I'm like, this shit is going on over here. And that's also crazy. Also, the United States is in Congo fucking shit up as well. It's like...
I don't even know about that.
Exactly.
I don't know about
and
that.
It's like... I feel like...
Don't tell me. No, tell me, but don't tell me.
It's like, tell me, but don't tell me. But Hamide's so... Like, he is very into the news, which like we all should be. But unfortunately, I'm not because sometimes I feel like I'm hanging on by a thread just regular.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just dangling here like this. And then it's like gusts of wind of news come at me. And it's like whoosh, 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 whoosh. And I'm over here like.
I'm loving this visual. Yeah. You're hanging on like this nail is hanging on.
Yes, I'm hanging on like your nail, bitch.
This is really.
Metaphor for life.
A metaphor for life. It's also affecting me mentally. My nail glue like glued itself
together
to itself.
And you can't open it.
Ugh. And, like, I really thought at the party last night somebody would have nail glue. And we were really close. We were really close. There was a full pack of nails, no glue in the box.
These things happen.
That's what I'm going straight after this.
To get a nail glue.
Yeah, to get a nail glue. It's really, it affects me a lot. Like, I feel, even when I'm not, like, fully thinking about it, I feel it in the back of my mind. It's really present for me.
Yeah. And you know what else I was thinking about? I was thinking about, like, I feel like when things get crazy, when life feels crazy, and this time I'm like, I really think I should go to, like, a shopaholics or, like, a shopping addiction meeting or something. Because I feel like I realize this about myself. I'm like, I feel like that's when I shop the most, or when I want things the most. It's when I just start to feel like the world is out of control and it's crazy. And like last night I decided I really needed a lot of hair clips.
Right. You told me
so
about
So I ordered a bunch of hair clips. And I was like, bitch, you're spiraling. Like,
you I did hear you when you were like, no, that's who I am now. I wear hair clips. I was like, okay. Okay. And I wasn't going to, you know, take that away from you, because it seemed like you needed to add that to your identity at the moment.
Yeah, but I gotta stop adding things to my identity. I have to disassociate from that, which I feel like I'm in a better place because now I can clock it.
Right.
It's clocked.
Well, do you know about my former shopping? I think you could call it, and I would say it was a disease. I don't know if it was like a full addiction, but when I, like, especially when I first moved here, even before I moved here, I would go to like Zara, H&M, like, you know, any fast fashion stores.
Which is crazy because Melissa is like basically anti-fast fashion.
I am. And I would drop almost $100 on, and I would do the identity thing where like, oh my God, this sweater's gonna change my life. This is gonna change my life, whatever. Mm-hmm. I would get home with like these like two bags. You know, it's like the most disgusting, like full H&M bags. Is there anything more like vomit inducing where it's like the plastic bags and they're just like bulging? It's
well,
like
you
a
see,
fucking
it,
suitcase.
Like, but it's easy to say that now because you've come to a different place.
Sure, but it wasn't, I wouldn't even
at
wear
the time,
stuff.
You loved it.
I wouldn't even wear the stuff. No, not even. Like I would see the stuff and I'd be like, I don't really like any of this. Am I gonna return it? No, because I can't do the action to go return this stuff. It was just like the adrenaline of shopping and the promise of a new life based on poorly made clothing made by children was going to change my life. You know what I mean? So it was like, especially when I worked in Midtown East and I'd have an hour to kill.
That is a fucking trap.
I had an hour to kill. Forget it.
Sephora, Forever 21. I don't know if there's a Zara there, but there was like a Gap. There was like a Target. There was a, like, there's everything there.
I know. Damn. It was really crazy.
An H&M, a big ass H&M.
Huge H&M. And like,
with a home section.
It was not satisfying.
Don't sleep on H&M home though. I know some people going to say don't do it.
Sure. Go off.
Don't go off, but like, it's not bad.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't even know what really ultimately stopped that. But I used to do that all the time. And I think there is something to be said for like needing a little thing. I don't even know if it was fully bad at the time. Like, no, it was. It was for sure.
It was bad. Yeah. I mean, to me, I think of that as bad. And like, that's why you laugh at me, but I implemented my rule where I was like, my rule that I
have
that
now,
it's like I can only buy 4 new things in a season. That might sound like a lot to you, but that's actually nothing for me.
Yeah.
4 new things. And then I allow myself to thrift as much as I want, pretty much.
Because I thought you were saying I'm only going to like, I thought you were trying to get rid of stuff.
No.
And you were only going to buy, That's why I thought it was funny, because I think whatever conversation we were having, it led me to believe that you were like, I'm getting rid of things. I'm not buying it. I'm only getting 4 new things. And then I went through and you like went off on a whole thing. That's what I thought was funny. I think that's very admirable to only buy 4 new things.
A season. So summer, winter, fall,
also,
spring.
I'm so sad my surprise got ruined. This morning I found a bottle of Mestija from our trip to Greece. I was going to surprise Carolina and she was like, what, do you have a bottle of Mestija in your hand? Let me have my fun.
It's fun.
Wait, why aren't you drinking today?
Just because I have to do work after this. I have like
we usually do work.
I know,
after.
But I have like 2 meetings. Okay, the honest truth is I have 2 meetings, and last Friday, the meeting that I was supposed to lead, I fell asleep and missed the meeting.
Because we had wine at the podcast.
I do think so.
That is so funny.
And so
was it? No, we recorded on a Saturday last time. This is, don't blame the podcast.
No, then it was just me being tired.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Are you sure? Are you sure we didn't record on a Friday?
This stuff makes me crazy.
You lie. Connor, did we record on a Friday last time?
We were Saturday.
Okay, never mind.
Because remember, I was like 30 minutes late. Oh my God, I had another crazy train thing happen today. I truly wish that there was a camera on this because it was so insane. Nobody really came to my aid except one man was kind of like, is it okay? So
this really is the best.
I know. It's like
cotton candy liquor. Okay, but just like a candy liquor. Mm. It's so sweet and nice.
I like don't find it that sweet. I find it more like a like herbal or pine.
Okay, yeah, but it's
people
also
do
sweet.
Say it's sweet.
Yeah. I love it so with much. Some ice, just plain with some ice. Next time I go to Astoria, I'm gonna get some Mastika.
Yeah. I know, it just tastes different here.
Yeah. But what was the
Okay, anyway, so these, you know, the little boys who sell candy on the train.
Mm-hmm.
I get on the J train. I sit down. One of them sits down next to me. I'm like, sorry, I don't have any cash. Another one comes out, puts the tray in my face, like all of his candy. I'm talking close. I'm like, okay, I don't have cash. Two more. I'm trying to think how many it actually was. I wanted to remember. I think it was 5 in a row. They came out of the woodwork, Carolina, surrounding me. I'm like, I don't have cash. They're like, please, like in my face, putting the candy like close to me.
You have to be careful.
Me. I go, enough. I know. I wasn't scared by any means, but I was like, I could get robbed. What am I going to do? Fight 5 children?
Yeah, no, you can't.
What am I going to, like, I'm going to karate chop.
You have
kids?
To just accept
like,
your fate.
Literally, I was like, I might have to get a new phone after this, but I was very calm through the whole thing. I was like, they might take my phone, whatever. Do I have Apple Care? Who's to say? But it was really insane. It was like, and I was eventually just like, enough. And they left. And this guy was kind of like, and I was like, yeah, you know, my knight in shining armor, this bearded man with a weak jaw, who's like seeing me in peril surrounded by children selling candy.
Why you gotta have a weak jaw?
Because that was the defining characteristic of this man. And it was literally like, well, thank God this wasn't real danger because obviously, you know, no one on the train was coming to my aid. And that's fine. They were children. It's like, how much danger are you in when it's children selling candy? Not major, but it was funny. It was just the sheer number of them was hilarious and how close they got to me. It was so, like, my adventures on the train lately have been insane. I'm in a phase of it.
I haven't been on the train. I've been in my house. Well, listen, when I tell you, I went out for Halloween and I had the most fun ever.
It looked very fun.
I had so much fun. I went to, I don't want to say it wrong, biscuits and gravy. Chicken and
well, who's going to correct you?
Okay, that's
Connor?
True. No, Connor's not going to correct me. But our friend Alzo, who is this amazing journalist, fucking like, I feel like he's a professor.
For girlies, Google Alzo.
He's Google Alzo Slade. Amazing man.
Take some
who
time.
Who I just absolutely adore. Throws this like party. And the idea of it was to bring down south to New York City so that people
That's
from
so
down
fun.
South can like celebrate. The music was lit. We were VIP, you know, on the stage.
Right.
Free alcohol. I had on my grandma wig and my like fitness grandma outfit. I was having so
really
much
cute.
Fun.
Well, I got
But
a
then
call
I didn't leave
you.
My house until yesterday.
Well, because you were in recovery.
So no,
well,
I just was like, I'm in my home.
Well,
shuttered up.
I knew recovering. I knew you were having a good night because as I arrived at the rave, I was probably there for like 30 minutes, I would say. And it was like 3:30.
Yeah.
And you called me. And I had no service.
I forgot about the rave.
I had no service to the point where like my Apple Pay wasn't working. Like nothing was working. I couldn't send a text. What comes through? A call from Carolina.
Who's drunk
as
a skunk.
At 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, I didn't even know how we were hearing each other because
I heard you.
A full rave. Me too.
I heard you.
Me too. I was like, where
God
are you?
God wanted us to
literally,
hear each other.
Literally.
Wow.
It was like the universe needed us to connect. You were like, where are you? I was like, I'm at a rave in Williamsburg. Oh, I forgot about the rave. I was like, where are you? What are you doing? I don't know where I am. I don't know what I'm doing. I was like, she's drunk.
We were all so drunk. It was me, Amina Marie, and Onika, and we were just wasted. And Alza was just looking at us like, these fucking crazy bitches.
I can't imagine. Yeah, it sounded cute. It sounded really fun.
It was a really good time.
I really put in some hours at that. That I think that took like some years off my life. It's really upsetting for me to... And I'm not admitting.
I haven't been to a rave in a long time. Maybe I should go with you the next time. I'm going to have to
well,
do
Well,
that
some... party ended. But yeah, I'll take you to one.
Yeah.
This one, it was hard because it was like based on DJs. We didn't want to arrive too late. And we had to leave like late in the morning. And then we went back to close out the rave. It was It was so psycho.
What do you mean you went back to close out the rave?
What does it sound like?
So what time did you go back?
Like 4.
Whatever. 4 a.m.?
PM, you went PM.
Wait, you went back to the same
place.
Okay.
What are you, the authorities?
Relax. I'm not judging. I'm just trying to understand.
I feel like a crackhead about it, which is fine, obviously.
I don't judge.
I know you're not judging. I literally just said, take me to a rave.
Now
I'm like, it fucked up 2 days of work for me, which is fine. I was just like, I'm annoyed that now my lifestyle is, and I'm happy. I'm happy that it is in a place where, like, I have work that I'm like, I actually can't be out of commission for 2 days.
Yeah.
In that way. But also I'm like, I used to be so easy with that.
Well, you know,
it is easy. Like, I did not go to bed and it was fine. I was totally fine.
But well, Melissa, I have to say to you, I don't think you're going to like it.
What? What? That I'm old?
No. I mean, what? Yes, but also it's just like, our bodies.
I know. That is exactly what I'm getting at, Carolina. That is exactly what I'm getting at.
We don't have 25-year-old bodies anymore. Not even the way that they look, but what's the insides? Like, my bones are not the same, babe.
Your stamina is unchallenged.
Thank you. I could never, but I feel like I used to have a way better stamina.
Bounce, I think what I'm struggling with is the bounce back. What? I know. I found this in my cleaning.
I love this. Mm. Give this to me. It wouldn't fit me, but oh my God, I love that.
Thanks. I know. The ring collection is getting a little kooky. I just keep adding, but
I want some more rings.
Yeah, it's just depressing to accept that.
Okay, I want to tell you this. So I saw this TikTok of this girl talking about this is reminding me of me because, you know, my nail girl is young too. She's 22. So she's so young. She said, this woman, I don't know how old she was. I assume she's like around my age or your age, which is pretty close.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was asking my nail tech because she's like in her, like, I think she said she was like 21 or 22. And I was asking her like, what's going on? Like, what's it like to be in the club right now? And she was like, honestly, she's like, I don't think the clubs are as lit as they were when you were in the club. Because she was like, because people are really conscious of like, being on camera, people are just really conscious of like, people are usually on their phones as much. Like people aren't like partying to have fun. Like they party more for the look. Everything is very aesthetic. They're not actually like, you know, it's like aesthetic. She's like, it's either aesthetic or it's like for hooking up. It's a lot of hookup. But she's like, people aren't there just like doing dances. Cause the girl was like, oh, what kind of dances do you guys do? And she was like, what are you talking about? She was like, no one's doing a TikTok dance in the club.
Well,
like,
yeah, I don't think.
But we used to have dances. Okay, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like Soulja Boy? Okay.
But other stuff too. Also, but this also could be very West Indian because, you know, the West Indians have dances.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Well, I think
Rodney Boot,
what you're getting at.
Rodney Boot. Rodney Boot. Rodney River. Bandiba. Bandiba. I'm doing it wrong. You know what I'm talking about.
How is this our sober episode? I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, of course. Oh my God. That's the funniest thing you've ever done. What I think you're getting at, and what I was thinking while you're saying this, there's two ways you can go out. You can go out for aesthetics, you can go out for photos, which is, I think, what a lot of the young people are doing.
Yeah.
Or you can go out to have actual real fun, which not a lot of people truly value nowadays.
And not a lot of people know how to do it.
Not everyone knows how to have fun. You never think about that. Not everyone actually knows how to have a good time.
They don't.
It's actually a skill and a gift. And I think people are very good at looking like they had a good time. Of course. But are people actually having a good time? But also, like, maybe you don't even know. Like, people have different thresholds of fun. You know what I mean? Like, someone could be like, oh, my God, I'm having, like, even what you said about Hamide, where it's like, his fun is here, your fun is here.
Yeah.
It's like, everyone has a different
thing. I understand that, but I think this is, like, a generational thing.
I agree, but I don't think that they have fully, like, allowed themselves to experience real fun where it's, like, not
about the look.
Aesthetic or whatever. Yeah.
I will say this, like on vacation, this is one thing
I want
like,
you to do the dances again.
No, but like on vacations, like I feel like when I was like in college, like Instagram was there, but it wasn't like popping like that. And we didn't really utilize it the way that it's utilized now. I traveled around the world on a boat, bitch. And I'm telling you right now, it was not for the aesthetics. Like, of course I looked good and me and my girls looked good, but
it was different. First of all,
animals. We were wild, have you looked feral. Back? I was going to say whores.
Whores.
We were traveling around the world and there was a bunch of rich people on the boat renting yachts and doing crazy shit, taking everybody along. Like, what?
I thank God. Wish we knew each other.
Thank God there was no social media that was like popping like that. That's what I'm saying.
Like, nobody was trying to catch each other. Have you looked back at like some of your like early Facebook albums?
Yeah.
Humiliating. Like, we were not like even trying to take good photos. It was just like.
No, we thought we. Oh, no. Yeah, that's true.
But that was also the aesthetic. That was.
Yeah. It was like party, early Cobra
Snake shit. Yes, where it's like everyone's kind of greasy. You know what I mean? It's like.
Long bang. Long bang.
Yeah. Long bang. One
and a
eye.
Beanie. And yes. A beanie. And okay.
Always
yeah.
A beanie.
Always a
I
beanie.
I put on a slouchy beanie the other day to fuck with Leisure Center. And I was like, I think this is going to be my fall style. And he just about jumped off the roof. Like, he was like, it's really hard to get him to a place where he's not loving me unconditionally. But I think that a slouchy Jenny Humphrey beanie was his threshold.
Jenny Humphrey
of Gossip Girl.
I was like, what? Oh, yeah. I think
like,
I'm
Black Islander. Like,
I stand with Leisure Center on this.
It's going to be a few years and it'll be back. I said, you watch in 3 to 4 years.
People wear beanies, but those beanies are not to be brought back. We
give it 4 years.
There's a reason why we don't use that. 4 years.
Maybe even less.
I stand with Leisure Center. If you came to me one day wearing one of those slouchy beanies, I'd rip it off and throw it in the garbage.
Well, yeah.
And that's because we're family.
And thank God. Thank God for my family.
It's
because
you're my sister. And I won't let you go out like that. Get that shit off your head.
Well, you know, I've really come around to the nose ring that I picked up off the ground and you put back in your nose.
I cleaned it.
Literally, it fell on the street.
Okay.
I had to pick it up with my fucked up nail. And then she puts it back in her nose.
I cleaned it.
Immediately. The construction that's going on the street, like, it is not a clean street right now. And then literally she's like, they need a trash dumpster for this street. There's so much trash everywhere.
I cleaned
it. You know where the trash is? Right here.
No, it's not. I cleaned it when I got inside with my skirt. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to talk about your outfit? What inspired this?
Okay, so the inspiration for my look, which it doesn't look as good without my boots, but yeah, Lamez, you fucking whore. I told her, okay, but the inspiration for my outfits is from the TV show Harlots. And it's about these like early 19th century, if not late 1800s, British prostitutes.
Okay.
And this is the inspiration. This skirt, this shirt.
I do love it.
Together. I forgot
where
to wear.
Where did you get it?
This is from Anthropologie. I rented this from Nuuly. And that's another thing that's helping me with my shopping addiction. Is
the rentals.
Nuuly.
The rentals.
Yeah. I love it. I'm liking it so far. I think I might pause this week. I mean, this coming month, I might pause it because I did buy 2 items. This month.
From the Nuuly.
No. Not 2 items from Nuuly. Like, I bought 2 sets. Like, I bought my boots and I bought a pair of jeans. So I might pause the Nuuly.
That's two. And
that's
what?
Two.
Wait, fall is just beginning.
I can't buy anymore.
In. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I can buy, like, one or two more things. But I feel good with what I have.
Good.
And plus, if I keep doing Nuuly, it's like.
Do you
like
remember this outfit?
Yes. You live in Guatemala.
I wear this in Guatemala.
Oh, I love this.
Yes. I know. I do love this set, too.
It's very, Abfab.
Yes. Ab-fab. It's very Abfab.
Abfab is a
ab-fab.
British TV show.
Yes. It's embarrassing sometimes how much that has affected me. Like, I don't think most people watch that and go, amazing fashion, but I am, like, truly inspiring. It's really fun job.
I think also our looks are so different today.
I know. Well, I felt like I kept wearing dark colors and I wanted to wear something fun and colorful. This was from a vintage seller, I think called like Velvet and
Turbans. I follow her because you showed me her.
Yes. I was shopping a lot for her. I haven't seen her around in a long time, but I did really like her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just for anyone in the area, I have cleaned out a ton of shit. And you know where I put it? Right to fucking Leisure Center. Mm. I didn't go to I was like, let's just put it out on the rack. I feel like it helps me get rid of stuff when I'm like, if I do clothing swap, if I do whatever, sure, someone makes money. But I'm like, when I see someone, maybe even if I don't see it, when I know that it goes to a good home versus like just putting it into the wilderness or whatever at Beacon's Closet, then like, I'm like, okay, she's living her life. Like, even if I really like don't fully want to get rid of it, but I know it's time, then I'm like, okay, live your life.
Well, it's really, you know, Millie does those plus size clothing swaps. I think for me, because like plus size girls, we can't show up at any old clothing swap and expect to find stuff. But I feel like I'm really like, there's stuff I probably could try to sell, but I do. But there's also stuff where I'm like, you got to get rid of it. But I do have emotional attachments to them. So it does make me feel good to know that like I'm going to a plus size clothing swap and other fat girls are going to get my good fashions and they're going to be able to take the torch and run around in cute little clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's helpful.
My sisters.
Yep. Well, I guess we should get to our topic. This was more unhinged than I thought it was going to be. I actually felt like I was coming in pretty low energy today.
No, it's not been low energy, my love.
No, it never is. Well, I'm like, I almost didn't want to talk about it because it is close to home, but I feel like it is something that I've personally tried to improve upon. And I think I'm actually kind of nailing it at the moment, which is repairing friendships after either you have fucked up or just the vibe has gotten a little bad or whatever. Because I think there's something to be said for even like a long-term friendship or short-term friendship that like has veered off course just momentarily. And you kind of have the choice. It's like, are we saving this or not?
Yeah.
And when you decide yes, it can be kind of like almost uncomfortable. Because it's not like a relationship where you just like have sex and make up.
I know what you mean. I'm trying to think of like what
can you do? Like if a person is like kind of like not really responsive or you, it's so sometimes hard to put yourself out there to like extend the bridge to like go back to the normalcy of friendship. And sometimes it's not possible, but I think usually it is. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about is like not kind of like giving up on that. Like the situations I've been in lately, it's like, well, obviously we're going to work this shit out and it's whatever. And sometimes it is just like making effort and whatever. And I'm very lucky in this situation that it's like a very long-term friend. And I did just kind of have a little whoopsies. I kind of did a jostle like 45 minutes late to dinner, whatever, like kind of bailed on a couple trips or whatever. And I was like, I know that we will get back on track. And yet it's scary.
Yeah.
In the moment. Like, it's
I know, because you don't want people. Well,
and it's shameful.
It's shameful. Kind of shameful. And it's like okay, you think I'm not giving you what you deserve or I'm not like paying it. Because I've had friends come to me like that.
Also, I wasn't.
Especially with doing comedy.
Yes, I was not giving what you deserve. First of all, comedy is like bad for like your real life friendships.
It is so bad for your real life friendships.
Because it's like, first of all, it's always like, oh, I can stay at this dinner for 30 minutes and I have to go to a show or like, you know, shit.
Or
like
it's like, okay, you don't have time to hang out with me, but you're always out. And then you're like, no, but I'm not out. I'm like,
it's like doing, out for work.
I'm out for work. Like, this is my work. I know my work looks fun, but like, I'm actually work.
Right.
But then the thing is like, no, you are actually having fun, but like, it's hard.
Yeah. It's coded.
It's hard. It's coded.
Yeah. I know. So I did feel like an asshole. I made an effort. It worked out. And I was just like, okay, thank God. You know, it's like in the relationships where it's supposed to be, it will be, obviously. But I think that there's more middle ground ones that like I have just kind of like been like, okay, let go and let God. And that's tough to do, especially in New York, where I feel like you do have to like kind of hang on to people because like it can, your paths can diverge very easily.
You know, I was just thinking about that because I was like, I need to reach out to one of my friends and I haven't reached out to them and they haven't reached out to me. I don't think we have any bad blood. I think we just, life is taking us different ways. And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, you know, knowing them and their personality, I'm going to have to be the one to be like, we need to meet up. Like, we need to see each other. We need to connect. It's Paris. because Paris is prideful and Paris is like a certain way where they're like, I don't know, they do this thing where they're like too busy for me or like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like they play hard to get. And well, they want me to chase them. And I know they want me to chase them. So then I put my feet in and I'm like, ugh. Yeah. But then I'm like, but if I don't chase them, then there'll be nothing.
And that's like letting go of the stubbornness and the little game. And like, ultimately, like, that's your roles in the friendship. Ugh. And that's all like,
but that's the abandonment part.
Issues, insecurity, whatever. Cause like, obviously, it like should be very easy to be like, you're hurting my feelings. You haven't reached out to me. But like,
it doesn't hurt never. My feelings. I think we.
No, for them. For them.
Oh, them. Oh, maybe.
Because I think that's. I won't speak for Paris, but I think that's more what it is. Or sometimes even with me, where I'm like, I'm not going to reach out. Like, they should reach out. Like,
I might be wrong, but I don't even think it's that. I think Paris and I mean, this is my friend since I'm 13 years old. Yeah, I think
crazy.
We've kind of had that fight already. I think we both are just like, I'm busy. I got shit going on.
Yeah,
I'm busy. I got shit going on. Paris, maybe there's a little bit more pride into it for them. I don't know. But I just feel like they just like have new friends and new things going yeah. on. And they're just like busy and like, it has to be me. That's, and it's always been me, I think, who reaches out and like kind yeah. of like loops us back together a little bit. So, yeah. which I don't mind because I'm like, whatever. But yeah, I was like,
where's Paris? Gemini? It's Paris.
No, Paris Cancer. Is a devil Sagittarius.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Fun.
But we've been friends for so long that we've had so many fights. And we have really gone through it. We've been through yeah. so much with each other where it's like, if I was going to be done with Paris, I would have been done with Paris. Well, and if they were going to be done with me, they would have been done with
me.
Of
course. And it's like learning how to fight effectively, mm-hmm. getting the same way you do in a relationship.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know. So a little bit more, I don't like, just uncomfortable because there's not like, a full romantic element. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I was just thinking like where I'm like, I know this person is like a literal soulmate to me. And uh-huh. yet it's just like, but like how, I don't know.
How do I keep that?
I
don't know.
Or like some weird thing. I don't know. Whatever. I think it's like, yeah, just learning how to come back together.
My friends are mad at me right now.
Which friends?
The Sass Girls.
Sass, who are the Sass Girls?
Semester at Sea Girls.
Oh. Why?
Because they're all in, what's it called? Gulf Shores.
Oh, and you didn't go. Mm-mm. That's another thing. Go like going on trips or not going on trips. It sucks so it bad feels to so miss bad, a trip.
But in my mind, I'm like, you guys, I know you're upset because I'm not there. But it's like, I went to the last trip and other yeah. bitches did not go to the last trip.
Yes.
So I'm allowed to not come to this trip.
Absolutely.
Okay, number two, it's like, I'm trying to do what's best for me. I have to focus in on my shit. I can't be going on vacation no more.
I'm in a position like that right now. I can't go on
every
right
vacation
now.
I'm invited to. I'm always getting invited to fucking vacations. It's not my fault.
I know. But I'm like, I already missed a trip. And I'm like, I'm going to miss another trip.
You are, though. Do it, Melissa. Miss it. I have to miss it. You'll miss it, too.
Now you just don't want to feel left out.
No, I don't want to feel left out. Because it's just, and I feel really bad. But they're like kind of mad at me. And yeah. I knew they were going to be mad at me.
I know.
But I was just
but
like,
but that's not fair. That's not fair. That's not fair.
And they're like, we've been looking forward to this to all year. And I'm like, yes, because this is what you've been looking forward to all year.
Is
like,
it Justin's house? Was it that one?
It was the condo. It's like, I had so much shit going on. I have like something, like the trip is here for them. And they're just thinking it's linear to the trip.
Right.
For me, it's like, got to do this, got to go here, got to do totally. This, got to go here, got to do this, got to do this, go over here, go do this.
Yeah.
And then getting to the trip, I was like, no, bitch, if you go, it would be so irresponsible. It would be wildly irresponsible. It would just be like me acting like I'm 25 years old, doing what I always used to do, which was being like, fuck it, I'm gonna go and figure it out.
Well, and it's kind of like, okay, if you want different stuff to be happening, you do have to act differently. And I think that's what I'm having a hard time with. And that's the rave thing as well, where I was like, damn it, like I did kind of the same thing that I was
snaps
used
for
to
that,
doing.
Melissa. Snaps.
Thanks, Dives.
We're really
you
breakthroughs.
Have to act different. I know. Ugh,
if
so
you want different
when I do
results,
that.
You gotta act different. And it's hard.
I don't want to act different.
It's really sad.
But at the same time,
I do see a
kind
difference.
Of feel like, yeah, I do too. And when I have reverted back, it hasn't felt good. It's felt kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Like, I truly, like, have really felt like I can be delusional about it all. But then like when there is value to like coming to and being like, okay, the reality and actually, you know, probably the way normal people have been living for a long time, which is like, oh, you do this and that's the consequence. You do that. That's the consequence. You know what I mean?
And also like owning up to like, I make these mistakes and this is the consequence of these
I'm always
mistakes.
Like, well, what is it really a mistake?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But in general, I'm like, I made these mistakes. These are the consequences of mistake, but it's not the end of the world. I can fix this.
Yeah.
I can change
this. You can get
back
on track.
I can get back on track. I think that's
but
something.
But time keeps moving. Time keeps moving. So yeah. You keep diverting and keep diverting. Yeah. It's just going to take a lot longer. And I think we're in a place where we're getting impatient.
Oh,
I'm over it.
He's impatient. I guess I'm over it. I'm also impatient, but I think you are truly like, what the fuck? And that's good, though, because that's motivation for me. That, like, keeps me in check.
Yeah.
And I also
I'm sick of it.
You know what? I think? Also, Frank is so... I was talking to Frank last night, and I was thinking about it, Frank Leisure Center. And I was like, Frank is always thinking of, like, the next thing. Mm. He's always like... You know, you could do this. He's so creative. He just has good ideas. And I was like, that's so good for you, Melissa. You both are kind of like that. And I think that's such a good place to be and like such good ideas and like always be thinking about the next thing. I think for me, like with Hamidi, it's like, he's like, you said you were going to do, like he like holds me accountable. He's not always thinking of an idea for me. Although sometimes he does think of ideas and I'm like, ooh.
He has come up with very good ideas.
He has. But in general, he keeps me very accountable because I will... fuck off and not do what I'm supposed to do. Period.
Yeah. Leisure Center is definitely forward thinking where it's like, okay, you didn't do that. That's fine. Don't guilt yourself and like, you know, don't put yourself down for that. Cause then what are we doing? Now we're down. You know what I mean? It is really nice, but accountability is important.
Yeah.
But he's just kind of like, okay, next thing, move forward, you know,
yeah,
new moment, which is good. And yeah, I think since moving in with him, that's definitely been in my mind. Because now it's like everything is kind of streamlined. It's like, okay, team, what are we doing?
Okay, team, what are we doing? Yeah.
And I feel not as good being, I don't want to be the fucking lazy one on the team.
I'm not the B team.
Obviously we are. Obviously we are.
Oh my God, I'm the lazy one on the team. Damn.
I know.
But I'm really trying.
And he's like, me too. And like, he knows that and whatever. And like, but I'm also keeping his ass in line, too.
I bet you are. I'm not really
doing that. You don't need to.
Yeah, but I cook and I clean, so. And that's what he really wants from me, which is fucked up, but it is not the cleaning so much as the cooking.
I can't
the man
help
wants
it
food.
If
I give
I'm
it to him.
Not as good at it.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm
no,
just
I mean
like,
to him. Like,
oh,
sorry,
to him, yeah.
You're going to like this food better if you make it.
Yeah,
and
but
sorry,
you're like organizing
I like
things
better
for him. Yeah.
If I don't make the food, it tastes better to me.
I know,
that's
but
not
you're also
fault.
Happy just eating a piece of cheese. And yeah. I think that's like beautiful because I'm thanks. Not okay with just eating a piece of cheese. I need a meal. So I'm going to make the meal.
I like meals. I just don't want to. I just don't really.
I like meals.
I like
just don't
meals.
Know how to make them.
I do. It just goes better when I'm inspired. And I want like... maybe a couple weeks ago, which we've talked about many times, Leisure Center and I, because it was monumental, I thought of the concept of pancetta, which led me to, what's the pasta called? Carbonara.
Oh.
Which led me to then go to Soho Garden Market, which is my only grocery store, and the one across the street from it, if they don't have something. I enter Trader Joe's. I mentally burst into
shit.
Flames. I
she
can't do that. But like the tiny markets, I can figure it out. So I buy all the stuff. We go home. Turns out it's a fucking science project.
It is.
Because the sauce has egg in it.
Yeah.
So if you don't do that right, you're making like noodles and scrambled eggs on accident, which is.
Did you fuck it up?
No.
You did it?
I nailed it. But it was like, it was right after my sister's wedding. Leisure Center had helped me so much through everything.
I've
and
never
I felt
even
it
made a carbonara.
In my heart. I know. I felt
because
it in
I'm
my
afraid
soul.
Of the egg.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll show you what I did. I don't know. Could I do it again? Who knows?
I'm like, come over to my house and make me
I
some.
I will. Honestly, I will. But it was because I felt it. I was like, I want to make this in my soul. I want to do something nice. And I feel inspired because of the pancetta. So then that worked well. If I like have to make something, if I'm like forced, I can't do it. It's going to taste bad. It's going to taste bad. It's just going to taste bad if I am forced to cook.
Okay, girl.
And no one's forcing me to cook at this point. Like,
I'm not forced, but I just know that it's what literally Hamidi does not ask very much of me.
Right.
Except for like, he's like, I need food. I need fresh food.
Sure.
I prefer food every day. He does not like leftovers.
I like to not skip a day.
He doesn't. Yeah. He does not like Trader Joe's like frozen foods. He's
maybe
like,
buy him some Baby Bells. Get him the Baby
Bells. That's not. He doesn't even like cheese. Are you crazy? He don't like cheese. What a strange man.
Everyone was so grossed out at me when I pulled out a Baby Bell cheese at like 9 a.m. at the rave. Sorry, I've been dancing for 8 hours and I need a fucking cheese.
Yeah, but that's 8 hours. Do you...
What?
You love to carry little morsels with you. You literally, she always has some random little morsel. She'll
because like what, a half who knows a burrito. What I'm going to,
she'll be
not
like,
gonna
oh,
be
actually
around.
I have a sandwich in my, it's always a half of something too.
How many
or
times?
Or one of her little like, what's the thing with the meat and the cheese inside?
The prosciutto, yes.
That
the
thing,
prosciutto
that stick.
Wrapped around cheese sticks,
yeah. Always something cheese-based that has not been refrigerated that she's pulling out of her
you
titty.
Don't need to refrigerate cheese.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
People think that. You don't have to, actually.
Okay.
How many times has there been a half sandwich or a kebab in England? You were always
happy, yeah.
Taken care of because I had a sandwich in my pocket for some reason.
Yeah.
It's saved
it's
you
still
many
funny.
Times.
It's still funny.
It is funny.
It's
sure.
funny. The idea of you just like always having a something.
To not get on an airplane,
places.
An airplane, when people don't bring food on the airplane, that's kind of crazy. Like,
what
if you don't
sleepy?
Get a turkey sandwich at the bodega, just in case. Like,
yeah,
who
but
knows?
How do you get
did you
that
hear about
through?
That airplane? Did you hear about the airplane that didn't have food on accident? It was like an international flight, and they were like, sorry, we forgot the food. Will never happen to me. Will never. I time traveled
with
that.
Let me ask you a question. When,
that one turkey sandwich and I ate the rest of it in Greece.
We have to stop soon, Melissa, but I want to ask you a question about this. And this is nothing to do with the podcast, but all about how you get the turkey sandwich through security.
They're fine with that. It's not
they
liquid.
Are?
It's a solid.
Oh, wow.
You could bring this if you really wanted to.
Oh, because it's small.
It's tiny. You're not supposed to open it on the plane. You can open it. But you can bring kind of whatever you want on airplanes.
Yo,
nobody
Melissa,
talks about
you,
that.
You're such a rule breaker.
No, I'm
like,
not.
You are.
Those are the rules. Those are the rules.
We did the episode of the rule breakers.
I literally
like,
was just like, I'm following the rules. You can bring a turkey sandwich.
And,
that's
no,
not
but
against
then you're
the
like, you're not supposed to open it, but you can open it.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
You've done it like a couple times today. It always makes me laugh.
There's a lot of people on that plane. They're not watching everyone.
I was thinking about you today because... I was thinking about you today because when you were talking about in the last episode, you were like, sometimes I find myself like lying to my parents when I didn't or people and I didn't have to because I was so used to being sneaky.
Muscle memory.
And for some reason, like I legit like was like, I don't know why, but I saw a dollar and it was outside of Hamidi's wallet. And then I was like, a dollar. Okay. And I stole the dollar.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I want to see how much money he has in this wallet. So then I looked in the wallet and I was like, oh, we got a $20 bill. Should I steal it?
And I didn't. You did?
I didn't. But I was like, why are you going to steal from him?
Sure.
But it's because, you know,
like
I would never
pointless.
Steal a 20 from my parents, but me and my sister would take a little dollar here, especially from my dad. If my dad was like,
I'm sure
Carolina,
I stole a 20
go to
before.
My wallet, if he, because that's what he used to do. He'd be like, go to my wallet and get some money for this or for that. If you tell me to go to your wallet, like, you know.
Oh, no, there's so
I'm gonna get
many.
A little something for myself, Playboy.
There's so many pointless lies that I'll tell randomly for no reason. I'm like, why did I do that? Like, if I'm dog sitting and someone's like, how old's your dog? When'd you get your dog? I'm like, 4 years ago. Like, why? Why did I just
because
lie to
fun.
A stranger? Apparently it is. But like, I don't think it feels
lying
fun in the moment.
It is fun. It is fun in the moment. It's why you do it. It's also like, am I going to get away with this lie?
I was at the nail place.
When you say that, 4 years, and what are they going to say? No, you didn't.
Right. Yeah, no, true.
And it's powerful.
But then like, I was getting my nails done and like, I was watching Millie's dog, who does have a pink harness, but is a boy. So they were like, how old is she? Blah, blah, blah. And I just started like the conversation like the dog is a girl. And I was like, someone's going to look down and see this dog's dick. And then I'm just weird for lying and saying the dog is a girl the whole time. It actually got kind of stressful. And that I was like, now I'm actually stupid. Now I'm being just dumb. It's just
no,
dumb.
You're not. You just like slipped into character. That's all.
It's true. I'm an actress.
You're an actress.
I'm a showman.
I'm a showman. So I just went out there and I sold it.
I flipped your hair. What did Dorit say? When you said I was Dorit last night, rude.
No. Rude. I'm sorry. I'm not accurate. Saying fully, completely, but okay. There's a lot of things about Dorit that, you know, I could compare. And I think that if you had Dorit's money, you would do a lot of some of the same looks.
I would do some dumb stuff.
You would do some of the same looks or some of the, like, you know what I mean?
Okay. I'll accept that.
Okay. Well, this has been a beautiful.
This is a gorgeous hang.
I think this is going to be a good episode.
I hope so.
I feel like, as long
I black
as we
out
look
every
good.
Time. Connor, do I never remember nice a on word the thing? That we say.
Are you
thanks,
lying?
Connor got a haircut.
Yeah, Connor got a haircut. One day we'll have to do a Connor reveal.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Okay, Connor, you have to wear your sexiest outfit because am I allowed to say that you are
single?
Connor
single.
Is single now and he's tall. We all
he's
love
really
a tall,
tall
boy.
Yeah, kind of
so
hard to come by.
Next, maybe we'll do it next week and he can just like get dressed up and wear something sexy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or I feel like we should wait. Like, make people wait a little longer for the Connor reveal.
Okay. Well,
maybe next
wait.
Week. We'll see what happens.
Maybe next week. Maybe not.
Okay.
Whenever Connor feels like putting on, like, a mesh top. Okay, we're done.